For me, curating is a perfect blend of my interests and my talents. And I was able to discover those talents through my work at College of Charleston, doing extracurricular things and pushing myself maybe more outside the classroom than inside.
Hi, this is Nadia Vendaño, and I'm director of the Latin American and Caribbean Studies program. I'm delighted to have Arden Sherman here today. She has been invited to the college as our guest speaker for the 4th annual Global Awareness Series. Her talk given earlier this week was titled Curating Contextually Social Practice East Harlem and Its Diasporas. Arden Sherman graduated from the College of Charleston back in 2005 when she was a double major in studio art and Latin American and Caribbean studies. She holds a master's degree in curatorial practice from California College of the Arts. Currently, she is the director and curator of Hunter East Harlem Gallery, a multidisciplinary space for art exhibitions and socially minded projects located at Hunter College in New York City. Arden has curated and organized dozens of exhibitions, projects, and programs. Her interests lie in showcasing underrepresented voices and subjects in contemporary society. Many of her exhibitions feature Latin American and Latinx artists and have been nationally recognized exhibitions. Hello, Arden.
Hi. Thank you for having me today.
So I have a few questions for our listeners. First of all, when you arrived to the college, you were initially a studio art major. What prompted your decision to major in Latin American and Caribbean studies as well?
Well, the whole process wasn't apparent from the very first day of College of Charleston. I started taking art classes and realizing that this was something that I was very interested in and very drawn towards. And this is, you know, something since I was a young child. But the first day I arrived for orientation with my dad, and it was time to sign up for classes, and the Spanish classes were full. Wow. And so I signed up for Portuguese because I thought that sounded interesting. And from that point forward, I became sort of a two-part entity from the very beginning, actually, where I was taking Portuguese classes, and I met Dr. Lucy Moreira, and she was just such an inspiration to me, and she pushed me to study abroad in Brazil. And so getting the LAX degree, I'd already been doing so much work throughout my whole studies to get the LAX degree because I'd always had these classes where I was studying Portuguese, and I was, I took a history of Latin America class, not quite sure.
Probably an introduction.
An intro class. Yeah, an intro. Before I went to Brazil. Okay. And so the whole kind of push was, it was the first year it was introduced. Me and another student were the first ones to walk with the degree. Okay. But I was able to kind of matriculate with it because I decided to study abroad my last semester in Cuba. And so because of those credits, it went right towards the LAX degree.
Okay.
So
so your last semester at the College of Charleston was in Cuba.
Okay. It was because of that semester that I was able to obtain the LAX degree. At that point, I think I'd already had enough credits to stay with Studio Art, but why not?
Right.
You know, and it felt really necessary for, now it feels so necessary for who I am and who I've become that I have two degrees. Mm-hmm. It is kind of fundamental to who I am.
Yeah.
My practice.
Yeah. Now. And so since you mentioned the study abroad, can you tell us a little bit about both your experiences, in one in Brazil and then one in Cuba? Maybe, What experiences did you have there that have helped you now, or that you remember as the highlights?
Right. Well, they were both very different experiences. In Brazil, I was an exchange student. So I went by myself. and another College of Charleston student met me there. And so there was just the two of us in, thrown into a Brazilian technical school. So we were there, and there was no English spoken. And I was living with a family at first, and then I moved into an apartment with some Brazilian students. And so it was a fully immersive experience. I learned Portuguese within the first, 2 months because I had to. So that was fabulous. And I stayed the whole calendar year. I was there for 11 months in the end. And I traveled all throughout the whole country by bus. And, just really took advantage of that. Flash forward to a year and a half, 2 years later when I go to Cuba, and I went with the group, and it was much more, and because of how Cuba is, it made sense. It was much more tailored to a group and controlled.
Yeah.
That was great. It was another great experience. I was able to do things like go work at the San Alejandro School of the Arts because I was in studio art. And so I didn't have to take some of the poli-sci classes, and they let me go make jewelry with an artisan at the school. And so I got to do my own thing a lot. Of course we all did. We got, when we weren't in class, we had a lot of freedom. But it was just very exciting. I kept speaking, the problem with it all, or not the problem, it's a wonderful thing, but now my language abilities are quite mixed up. I speak what they call Portañol. And so I people ask me often now when I'm traveling in Latin American and Spanish-speaking countries if I'm Brazilian, because I sound because I learned Portuguese first, and immersively.
Yeah.
So I have a kind of a funny Spanish accent.
Sure.
I'm like, I'm not Brazilian, but...
Right. But it probably helped you when you were in Cuba.
It helped. Oh, definitely. I mean, I'd say that learning Portuguese before learning Spanish was very helpful to me because Portuguese is the harder language to pronounce.
Yes.
So I was able to kind of... Spanish felt easier with the pronunciation, kind of the way that the language rolls off the tongue was easier for me than Portuguese.
That is true. So, how has the LAX degree impacted your profession as director and curator of Hunter East Harlem Gallery?
I guess I'll tell kind of
tell
like the most straightforward sort of
way.
So I am a white looking woman with an Anglo sounding name. My name is Arden Sherman, and I have a job located in the heart of East Harlem, which is historically El Barrio, Spanish Harlem. So, and many of the exhibitions and projects and artists that I work with are of Latinx or not American descent. And so I'd say that having a degree in LAX and studio art kind of, I think it gives me cred because I think it gives me that sort of academic punch in my CV, that gives me kind of validation for knowing this history, knowing these sorts of living and working in these places, working with these types of artists, and having that kind of knowledge base. So it's so important, I think, to me. There's academics are all types, and so this to me is what kind of gives me that academic clout.
Yeah.
So
and probably speaking.
Oh
Spanish,
yeah, I mean I have to speak Spanish all the time
and
for all the every day, pretty much every day. There's my favorite taco lady is on a tarp on Third Avenue, in 117th Street, and they are a family and they do not speak English. I mean it's very normal in East Harlem that Spanish is spoken. It's everywhere. So yes, not so much Portuguese though.
Yeah.
Today I heard it. It was a College of Charleston student walking by speaking Portuguese,
and I
got excited.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
But and you also travel a lot, so I'm sure your experiences here at the College of Charleston, the study abroad experiences you had, have helped you do your do your job well, right? Because you're always having to travel with your exhibitions and also find the artist, right?
Yes. That, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I think that maybe the whole thing's been humbling in some ways, because I now recognize my weaknesses and where I need help in certain things. I'm not afraid to just sort of ask someone. You know, I have the gallery manager who works with me very closely. She's from Puerto Rico, and of course her Spanish is much stronger than mine. And so I ask her to help me instead of me struggling through. I sort of, you know, I guess that's, I think that's helpful to know when we like can use help and get, you know, help others see us through.
Right.
So I think that all that has been, of course, part of the whole picture. And I think it's because I am confident enough in my knowledge of the language to know when I can get through and when I need someone else. Like, for example, if I need to go to find a restaurant, I can do that and, you know, order food and all these things. But when I really need to have an important conversation with an artist, I'll have to ask for assistance for something like that. And I'd say studying, traveling, all those things have led me to be able to make these kinds of decisions without feeling embarrassed or insecure. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Now, and what would you say to, you know, hopefully some of the College of Charleston students maybe thinking that they're interested in Latin American and Caribbean studies, but they're not sure, or maybe their parents are not sure if they should, you know, double major or get a minor in LAX. What would you say to that student that's considering the LAX major or maybe a minor? Why is it a valuable area of study?
I mean, first thing I would say is, why not? I mean, there's really, I mean, it's probably not that much more expensive, really considering, because you can double up. And it's such a wonderful supplement to your main degree, I guess, or your first degree, your primary degree. Why not? Why not get this? It's only going to make you a more enriched individual. And the experiences that I gained through LAX have been fundamental to who I am and to the work I do and to my interests. It seems like an easy choice, but, you know, I am only me. I can only really speak for me. But, might as well explore it, you know?
Yeah.
There's no harm in trying it. And studying abroad, you could get so many credits just by studying abroad, which is, again, killing two birds with one stone. You get to have this amazing experience in another place. I think I encourage anyone who's young to go abroad. Our lives in the United States are not the world.
Yeah.
And this world is a giant, huge place. And we need to see outside of our bubble to understand, especially in our political environment, especially what we're dealing with. We cannot just be, you know, siloed over here in the United States.
This podcast is a production of the Teaching and Learning team here at the College of Charleston. Dr. Nadia Avendano, Director of Latin American and Caribbean Studies, arranged and directed this podcast. And Dr. Michael Overholt edited the audio. Pra televisão, eu não sou audiência para a solidão. Eu sou de ninguém, eu sou de